Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a free resource from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Ezekiel 34, verses 11 to 16 and 20 to 24, and Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46. Together, these readings invite us to imagine what the reign of Christ actually looks like, not simply as an idea for some distant future, but as a way of living here and now. The image that has stayed with me is the shepherd in Ezekiel. The people of Israel are scattered. Jerusalem has fallen. The temple has been destroyed. The monarchy has collapsed. The leaders and many other people have been carried into exile. Almost everything that once gave them security and identity has been taken away. And into that situation, God says, "I myself will search for my sheep." It's such a gentle image. God searching, gathering, feeding, binding up the injured and strengthening the weak. But there's also something quite radical about it. Earlier in Ezekiel chapter 34, Israel's leaders have been condemned as bad shepherds. They've looked after themselves rather than the flock. They've enjoyed the privileges of leadership while allowing vulnerable people to be pushed aside. So when God says, "I myself will search for the sheep," this is not only reassurance, it's also a judgment on leadership. One thing preachers may want to notice is that both readings ask us to measure power by what happens to vulnerable people. That becomes even sharper in Matthew 25. Jesus gives us this great scene of judgment. The Son of Man comes in glory, sits on a throne, and the nations are gathered before him. We might expect the usual signs of royal power. Instead, the king talks about food, water, clothing, welcome, care, and visiting. "I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me." There's nothing abstract about it. The challenge of this passage is not whether we hold the correct opinions about compassion. The question is whether compassion becomes practical. And perhaps the greatest surprise is that nobody realizes they have encountered Christ. "Lord, when was it that we saw you?" Jesus' answer turns our assumptions upside down. Christ is encountered among those who are hungry, vulnerable, sick, imprisoned, displaced, or overlooked. Reign of Christ Sunday gives us a very different picture of kingship. It's not about crowns, thrones, and heavenly pageantry. Christ's reign becomes visible when people are fed, strangers are welcomed, wounds are tended, lonely people are visited, and those pushed to the edges are restored to community. For worship leaders, this opens up some wonderful possibilities. You might place an empty throne at the front of the church, but surround it with ordinary objects, a loaf of bread, a cup of water, a bandage, a welcome sign. The visual question becomes, where do we actually see the reign of Christ? Or you might work with the shepherd image. Gather scattered paper sheep during the children's time, and then send them back out again. A picture of worship itself. We come from our scattered lives, God gathers and renews us, and we're sent back into the world to join in the shepherd's work. The prayers in this week's Worship at Hand material also carry that theme into the life of the community. Praying for people scattered by war, poverty, violence or climate disaster. Praying for leaders who choose the common good over status and advantage. And praying that our churches become places where the wounded are tended, the lonely are gathered, and every person is welcomed. Here's a good question to leave with people this Sunday. If Christ really did reign, what would be different? What would be different in our neighbourhoods? What would be different in our churches? What would be different in the way we use power, spend money, welcome strangers, notice loneliness, or respond to suffering? The reading suggests that the reign of Christ isn't simply something for which Christians wait. It's something we practice. Every meal shared, every stranger welcomed, every person noticed, every wound tended, every decision to use power for the well-being of others becomes a small sign of the world for which we pray when we say, "Your kingdom come." However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation imagine the reign of Christ not as distant splendor, but as compassion made visible, here, now, together. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas and images, is available from Philip Carside Books. Nga mihi.